T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are in phase one, and if things go well, we'll be in phase two tomorrow. Though I don't have the definitive answer. The governor said we would look like we were going to do that. I'm waiting for the final numbers today. So phase one, of course, is open, which I think we all know about. It's been open for 2 weeks. Construction, agriculture, forestry, retail, limited to curbside pickup, manufacturing, wholesale trade, but very close, I think, very close, is phase two. If you are a business that is included in the phase two industries, you have to file an attestation with New York State that you have a safety plan in place. You do not need to put the safety plan, provide it to New York State or Erie County, but you do need to have one in place. It has to be available for your employees to view or others such as patrons. And you can get guidance on what is needed at the site that you see on the screen, which is forward.ny.gov/phase, and a little line there, two, and then industries. So you need to go to this website. You need to download the template that's available so that you can have a safety plan in place, and then you need to do the attestation with New York State before you can open. And that includes professional services like law firms, accounting firms. We know dentists can open now. Retail can have limited, can have a less capacity, but they can open up so that you can have people walk in and purchase in store now. Administrative support, real estate, rental and leasing, and then barbers and salons. And then they announced the guidance for barbers and salons last week, some of which was, and one of which was in particular, barbers and beauticians must have a face shield available. They have to wear masks at all times, but while they're cutting hair, they have to have a face shield on. And we've heard from our constituents that they're not certain they know where they can get face shields. So we are providing to every barber and beautician in Erie County one face shield, if they so choose, a reusable one, as well as other PPE. And it is available, but you have to fill out a form on our website. And it is available, the form, at www.erie.gov/face-shields to register. The locations for pickup will be provided to those who register. An owner of a business that has, let's say, 10 stylists can apply for the face shields for each of the stylists, and that is available on the website. So we want barbers and beauticians to take advantage of this. We also, as the doctor talked about, are offering COVID-19 diagnostic testing. Barbers and beauticians do not have to have a COVID-19 test before they start, but they have to have one within the first 2 weeks. The assumption is if you are not showing the symptoms, you probably do not have it, especially based on the numbers we have. But then when you start dealing with the members of the public and what was seen elsewhere, including a barber in, I think, Dutchess County, who actually was doing it illegally in his house and then spread COVID-19 to others. We want to ensure that the barbers and beauticians don't, stylists don't have that. So Erie County will be offering free diagnostic testing. You have to register, of course, call at 858-2929. You have to do that once every 2 weeks. You will get a written response from Erie County on the results of your test. So if you have a negative test, you can have proof of it. But for those that are interested in face shields and other PPE, go to this website. Fill out the form. Our Department of Emergency Services will get back in touch with you with the dates and locations of distributions, with the first date actually being tomorrow. So those who register early potentially could get face shields and other PPE tomorrow. But we wanted to make that service available, and this is free to the public. There's no charge to the general public for this. And I mean general public. I'm talking about barbers and beauticians. We don't want the general public just to request face shields. We only have a certain supply of them. We do have a listing from New York State of the licensed barbers and stylists, and we will cross-reference that to make certain that these individuals who are receiving them are actually licensed. Remember to...
Hi, Mark. In regard to the face shields that you're making available to beauticians and barbers as well as other PPE, what is that other PPE include? Are you talking about gloves and face masks?
Sanitizer and face masks. We do not have enough gloves to provide at this point, but we are providing a sanitizer if requested, and there would be a small supply of face masks that would be provided. Though it seems like a lot of people can get access to face masks.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, did you have a question?
Sure. Can I ask about, you mentioned the three incidents at some suburban Target stores. I believe you said they were appear to be coordinated. Do you have any more information about that?
They appear to be the same individuals, and that were basically going from one Target to the next, broke into a Target, escaped before police came. They started in Cheektowaga. The news went out to local law enforcement that there was a Target. Be wary. They seem to have just escaped in Amherst, and then were caught in Orchard Park. And it's my understanding they admitted to having perpetrated the crimes in both Cheektowaga and Amherst. And I don't have all the data on the locations of the individuals, though I know one of the individuals was from the town of West Seneca. So it's not as if there were individuals. I can't talk about all the individuals, but I don't want people to think that these were just individuals coming from the city of Buffalo to prey on those in the suburbs, because I know at least one of the individuals was from the town of West Seneca.
Mark, I wanted to know if you and Dr. Burstein are concerned that there will be an increase in cases after this weekend's protests and mass gatherings. And if so, when can we expect to see those numbers show up?
Well, my answer would be yes, but I'll turn it over to the doctor to answer more.
Well, of course I'm going to agree with my boss. So, but yeah, I truly am concerned with increased number of cases that we're going to be seeing in our community as a result of failure to social distance and mask during these protests. We know what happens with COVID-19 transmission. We know that how you get infected, and so we're just hoping that somebody in the group did not have an infection that they weren't aware about and transmit to other people. But time will tell. The incubation period for COVID-19 is up to 14 days, and some people never develop symptoms. So that's why we know that there's a lot of asymptomatic transmission in the community. However, we could see a spike within the next week or two. Usually, people, after they develop symptoms of COVID-19, it takes several days, usually like, 3 to 5 days before they develop a severe illness that they would require evaluation in an emergency department and an admission to the hospital. So time will tell, and we just really have to hope that there was nobody in that group that was infected with COVID-19 and transmitted to other people.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.